Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now, I got a question. Can we end the COVID nonsense now? Or do you know any people that have such empty lives that they can't get beyond this ridiculous societal spasm because they need to give their existence meaning? Sadly, they do. And you can see them licking their thin lips at the thought of more lockdowns. Except, I am sick, and pardon the expression, of having my life disrupted by their personal psychodramas. I get this silly pandemic has been the most exciting, edgy, and interesting thing that will ever happen to many of our fellow citizens. It's been their chance to cocoon in their condos, watching Netflix and feeling like they're cheating death. But to the rest of us, it's a pain in the schumer. And we've gone along with these whining sissies way too long. So, the pandemic is over, and we won, and all of you should deal with this. Like, stop with the masking. Masks don't work. We all know they don't work. That the paranoid freaks who form a huge part of prison and asterisk's lame base insist we wear them as some sort of totem to ward off the evil corona spirits. Which makes it stupid plus superstition. Which makes it stupid stition, if you will. Follow the science? Well, where's the science? Saying the masks have had any effect but to give lonely, sexually underutilized leftist wine mommies the giddy thrill of pretending that they're confronting some perilous peril while they gag their pale, dopey kids and wrap a thong around their talk slots in order to go out in the sunshine and take a walk. And it's dumb and degrading. But then the leftists and their sissy con fellow travelers are dumb and they enjoy being degraded. And I'm not going to kink shame them, but you get the picture. Masks are ridiculous. And that freaky fetish needs to end. And find your thrills with mask porn in the nether reaches of the internet if that's your jam. But stop insisting that I join into your circle of jerks by stringing glorified tissue paper in front of my face. I mean, a real mask is an N95. And then they're only good for a couple of hours. And then they got to be changed out. And then they got to be disposed of properly. Unless you're wearing a hazmat suit or a mop level suit, which I don't even know what they call them nowadays in the military. That nomenclature's probably changed too. Is there a risk from not wearing a mask? Not any appreciable risk, but if there were, so what? I've lived my life a long time around a whole lot of things without wearing a mask. Some of them I caught. You know, some of them gave me issues. I've had pneumonia I don't know how many times. Some of you are probably saying, well, you should probably be wanting to. Well, no, I don't. And now we're at the part where I somehow am supposed to acknowledge that a lot of people have died of the Chinese flu, but that's not the point. And I need not make that point. Because diseases unfortunately happen. And then they stop happening. And yes, people are still getting sick, and a lot of them are vaccinated people. But remember how we were told a bunch of contradictory things about the vaccine? Like, Trump's behind it, so that makes it bad, but now Biden's sort of president, so vaccines are good. And we'll totally protect you. In fact, they're so good, we're demanding that you take them. And, oh yeah, natural immunity is not a thing. And side effects are not a thing. But no one ever said that vaccines will totally protect you. Vaccines only make the diseases you get less bad. How could you ever think we meant the vaccine meant you couldn't get it or spread it when we told you that? Now everyone must get a vaccine that fails to protect others in order to protect others. I'm confusing myself. I've had the disease, and I've got the vaccine, and I'm going to live my life. And I know a lot of people are not going to enjoy that too much. You know, people are so dumb and so terrified of the Chinese virus that they'd be trying to huff oxygen through a mask, like on an airplane, for example. And sadly, the people who are the same dummies sort of elected cater to them. And maybe we should let Darwin cut the herd a bit. And maybe next time Fauci can fund a Chinese experiment in altering viruses to infect only stupid people. Like the guy who, you know, who you see on the planes trying to wedge that steamer trunk into the overhead bin. People are still getting sick, and here's a bit of news for the slow kids on the back row. That's going to keep happening. The disease is here, and it's now endemic, and that's how it's going to be no matter how much pandemic theater we perform. There will be waves of it, and the answer is not to do what Biden in front of the Pope to ourselves every time the rates spike. The answer is to shrug and go on with our lives. Remember when the Florida rates spiked and somehow that was DeSantis' fault? Well, now the paranoid blue states, they're spiking and somehow that's DeSantis' fault. And the blue states are slobbering at the thought of shutting down again. But the better strategy here is to do nothing. Because eventually everyone's going to get it. Because that's what diseases do. And maybe that's not that bad. Almost all of you who get it will be fine. If you have some vulnerability like lung issues, or if you follow the Chris Christie diet, maybe you should take extra precautions. But don't ask me to. I've had it, and I kicked it. Your problems are your problems, and I'm not going to stay in my house because you can't stay out of the buffet line. We must free the children from the tyranny of the COVID fanatic schools. We have to free citizens from the tyranny of vaccine fascists who think choice means killing babies but not declining shots. We have to free everyone from stupid rules that amount to ritual tubing, delivering only mild transitory pleasure to bussy people unable to obtain pleasure through dignified pursuits. It is your time to live again. And just because you have no life to return to doesn't mean I'm not going to live mine. So be advised, that is the case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. A tremendous part of the enormous frustration felt by an ever-growing segment of the population over the past 20 months is rooted in the fact that little, if anything, about the actions of the power be that have taken a response to this pandemic has ever made any logical or scientific sense. When even a layperson like me time and time again can drive a semi-truck through the reasoning put forth by the overlords to justify their ridiculous measures, the fact that the insanity still continues virtually unabated is a testament to the magnitude of their evil grip on the psyches of far too many. And that is definitely a fact. Now, to that end, as they're ever true to form, the seemingly endless logical absurdity contained within the Occupational Safety and Health Administration's workplace vaccination mandate, released earlier this month, came as no surprise to any of us over here on Team Reality. It's carefully worded, to be sure. Clearly, well-qualified attorneys wrote that 490-page monstrosity, fully expecting legal challenges to ensue, and hoping that their crafty verbiage would head some of the pushback off at the pass. And yet it would seem even the most carefully applied lipstick cannot possibly dress up this pig. And if you take the Fifth Circuit's words at face value, give cause to believe that there are grave emphasis added statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate, any sane court isn't about to buy what they're selling. And, of course, I'm not an actor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm none of those. None of those things. I don't even pretend to be one here. Nevertheless, even a lowly commentator like myself can pinpoint several gaping legal or logical discrepancies in their mandate. Here's some that I think are probably their most egregious and flagrant. Like, number one, the mandate purports to protect employees at companies with more than 100 workers from the grave danger. So does that mean if you have 99 workers that you're fine? There's no danger? Is that what that means? If a small company had a vat of boiling oil in the middle of a warehouse floor where the workers could easily fall, would OSHA accept that they couldn't afford to build guardrails around it as an excuse? Number two, if the danger posed by this virus at work is so grave, why does it take effect 4 months from Biden's original announcement and 2 months from the mandate's publication? Did the virus promise to take a breather while all this is all being sorted out? Maybe it's sort of like, how you know? It only spreads while people are walking around restaurants and not sitting maskless at tables or at night and not during the day. I mean, where's the consistency in this one? Aren't we supposed to believe people are dropping dead all over the place or something all the time? Then there's COVID-19, this grave danger. It's virtually everywhere, spreads mostly in households, and most everyone will likely be exposed to it at some point if they haven't already. So as such, this isn't even close to a work-specific issue that should be addressed by OSHA. And have we had similar mandates for the flu or any other communicable disease? Short of mandating hazmat suits, how are workplaces supposed to stop a virus? Number four, the mandate considers all vaccinated people the same. Doesn't require boosters. So if you got a shot before May 2021, you are, for all intents and purposes, unvaccinated, based upon what we know about the vaccine, and yet the low IQ powers that be consider you vaccinated for the purpose of their ridiculous mandate. Number five, the mandate doesn't take into account occupation and risk levels. For example, is the risk of contracting COVID in a sparsely populated office environment the same as that in, say, a crowded poultry processing plant? No, it isn't. Yet an unvaccinated, unmasked office worker with an open door and nobody else around within 50 feet is technically out of compliance with the mandate's masking requirement. Number six, the mandate calls for punitive measures, weekly testing, and workplace indoor masking for the unvaccinated only, despite the fact that the vaccinated can still contract and, get the virus and transmit the virus, even during the few months in which it actually helps with potential deaths and hospitalizations. Logically, if the vaccine is masking symptoms which would otherwise force the infected to stay home, the vaccinated would seem more likely to spread the virus asymptomatically. To me. But neither this mandate nor any other aspect of public health policy takes this into account. Number seven, the masking and weekly testing are portrayed as incentives. Read that to be punishments. Against choosing to remain unvaccinated, almost as if they know they don't actually prevent anything. All they're trying to do is get you to take the vaccine. They know it doesn't really do anything. That's probably the truth. Number eight, the mandate ignores and even completely and summarily dismisses natural immunity. Enough said. Number nine, the mandate is generally unenforceable given its broadness and the level of intrusion and micromanaging involved. However, enforcement does take place. What will employ whistleblowers, meaning disfavored areas and companies, will likely bear the brunt. Selective enforcement has always been a useful tool of the left, and we'll have it here in spades. If you like Lois Lerner's IRS, you're going to love what's coming here. Finally, number 10. And this is an overall Biden administration criticism. Workers are forced to be vaccinated or be punished, but illegal immigrants, welfare recipients, and other favored groups are given a pass. So much for the grave danger. And this is just stuff I'm thinking about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters are continuing to gather outside the Kenosha, Wisconsin courthouse where jurors are deliberating the charges Kyle Rittenhouse faces for fatally shooting two rioters and injuring another during civil unrest in Kenosha. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile tells Fox News he's confident Kenosha is ready for any violence that may erupt following a verdict.
I've spoken to a lot of local officials. They currently feel comfortable that they have the resources needed to be able to maintain public safety. They have over 500 National Guard troops.
President Biden in Detroit to promote his infrastructure bill that he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a General Motors electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The $1.2 trillion bill makes a sizable investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News. Forecasters warn a significant storm could threaten Thanksgiving travel for millions of Americans. A strong cold front is forming, and it's expected to hit the Midwest and Northeast early next week with freezing temperatures and strong winds. The storm could hang around until the day before Thanksgiving, the busiest travel day of the year. AAA saying about 54 million Americans are expected to travel this Thanksgiving holiday, a 13% jump from last year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is defending President Biden's social spending bill.
If we want to fight inflation, if we want to create more jobs, and if we want to lower costs and make sure families have more money in their pockets, best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better.
The New York Democrats saying the $2 trillion bill will help struggling families. Republicans contend that printing more money will only create more inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The government of Austria has announced a sweeping new lockdown that targets the country's unvaccinated, and it takes effect at midnight tonight local time. While those who are fully vaccinated against or recently recovered from the Wuhan coronavirus will be exempted from that. Starting on Monday, those 12 or older who aren't vaccinated will only be allowed to leave their homes for activities deemed essential, such as going to work or buying groceries. The lockdown, according to Austria's interior minister, will be enforced by police on an unprecedented scale, with violators facing fines if they're caught in violation of the order. This is a country of around 9 million residents, and Politico Europe says the lockdown is expected to impact some 2 million people. The Associated Press quoted Austria's Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg as saying, "It's our job as the government of Austria to protect the people," which somehow he interprets this to mean that there will be a lockdown for the unvaccinated, which I don't really know what that has to do, honestly, with protecting the people. I don't. Can't help it. Now, the nationwide lockdown will initially last for 10 days, and police will go on patrol to check people outside to make sure that they are vaccinated. And he added that the additional forces will be assigned to the patrols while citizens can be fined up to 1,450 euros if they violate the lockdown. So that means they're going to be indoors. They can't go outdoors, I guess. Unless maybe they have a yard. I wonder if they can do that. Now, this is not unexpected. They sort of threatened this, that it might be coming late last week, citing high infection rates while blaming unvaccinated citizens for placing a burden on his country's intensive care units. Chancellor Schallenberg justified the desperate lockdown by saying he did not want the two-thirds of vaccinated Austrians to be forced to face the same lockdown as the unvaccinated, according to Newsweek, despite the fact that fully vaccinated individuals can still get breakthrough cases of the Wuhan coronavirus and, albeit at a diminished rate, still transmit the virus to others. Even before the national lockdown was made official, Austria's government had implemented policies so that unvaccinated people who had not recovered from an infection were barred from restaurants, hotels, hairdressing salons, and large public events. In addition to the new lockdown, they reportedly are considering a vaccine mandate for some professional groups, according to Chancellor Schallenberg. Now, here's the thing about this. First of all, this is for the first 10 days. So where does this go after 10 days, I wonder? That would be my first question. My next question would have to be, well, exactly what is it that you're hoping to accomplish in 10 days? That's my first thought. I'm not trying to be especially difficult, but at the same time, 10 days is hardly going to be enough separation to where you can say it's eradicated, because it's a virus. It's not something that you can just snap your fingers and it goes away. So, what is the goal here? What are we looking for here? What are we trying to see here? What are we trying to accomplish here? That's my question. What are we talking about? Some professional groups. Which professional groups are we talking about? What about the economy of Austria? What's that looking like today? I presume it's okay. I don't know. I just don't get some lockdowns are solving nothing, and yet this seems to be the go-to. Australia's doing it. Austria's doing it. And yet, there is no, you know, are we looking to eradicate this? Are we thinking that it's one of these things where it will simply go away if we lock down enough? And what stupidity is this based upon? I honestly don't know. We have created two classes of people, though. This I do know. We have created two different classes of people. The vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And apparently the unvaccinated do not have the same amount of rights that you and I do. And we need to pay very careful attention to some of this, because some of this is quite insidious if you think about it. We can't afford to have two classes of people here. Because what happens if it never goes away? What happens if you've had it more than once? Where are you going to fall in those classes of people? If they're going to keep trying to separate all things, and they think by somehow this segregation is going to make it to where it goes away. It's going nowhere. COVID-19 is here forever. SARS-CoV is a thing. It's been here for a while. And the mindset of this, when I'm sitting here thinking about what are they trying to do, they probably couldn't tell you either. Which is the scary part. If they're going to get out there and make all these calls, wouldn't you think they would at least have some sort of an agenda in order to make sure that we all understand what's going on and we understand when we're going to have a return to normalcy? Let's see, there's a small group of people out there that never want to see us return to normal. They like these emergency measures. They like the power they've gotten from it. And therein lies the problem. They don't want to give up that power. As a matter of fact, they'll do anything to keep it. Even if that means locking you into your own house, under house arrest, under threat of fines, for X amount of days at a time, until you comply. So this is all, it's all an information operation. Once again, we're back in it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. A 13-year-old boy in Seattle called 911 because his father had collapsed. But thanks to Seattle's war on police and their vaccine mandates resulting in fewer available police than a city Seattle's size needs, help took so long to arrive that this child sat there alone watching his father die. And to make things worse, it turns out that the aid could have arrived early, but for the bureaucratic bungling. And here you have the perfect picture of the human consequence of the left's stupid and cruel policies. Now, this happened earlier this month, but it has just now gone public. The boy was home alone with his father when his father began to have trouble breathing. The boy called 911 seeking urgent medical care, and instead he got nothing. In the phone calls, he sounds remarkably composed. He made two different ones, and he described to the operator his father's trouble breathing, his lapse from being conscious to being unconscious, the moaning noise his father made, and eventually the fact that his father was barely breathing. And during the second call, as he was waiting for the help that never came, the boy explained, "He wasn't like this before. I'm just really worried." So, to this question, what was going on behind the scenes that caused this deadly delay? Now, the Seattle Fire Department actually got there in 8 minutes. But the firefighters did not enter because they were told the man who lived there had a history of threatening first responders. This is the new thing that has begun. The new part of things that weren't there before. Because now they want to wait and have an armed escort. So, they went, they hesitated, they didn't go because of fear. And whatever the reason was, they believed it was too dangerous to enter. They sat in the parking lot for several valuable minutes waiting for the police. But thanks to the double whammy against the police, first defunding them substantially, and then imposing a vaccine mandate on them, the police weren't available. So they eventually arrived more than 20 minutes after the boy placed the first phone call. Now, by this time, the firefighters, having learned about the second 911 call and realizing the man that was no threat to them, had entered the apartment and begun CPR. And despite working on the man for an hour, they were unable to save him. According to KTTH, one medic explained that it had been addressed early, or had it been addressed early, his chance of survival would have been 60%. When you look at these things, right, as they happen, you begin to realize that there are some deaths that should never happen. People shouldn't be assaulted and murdered or raped by illegal aliens, nor should they die in car accidents due to drunk drivers. And if the government simply followed the law, these people would never have been here to harm American citizens in the first place. Likewise, no 13-year-old boy in a major, formerly high-functioning city in America should have to sit alone watching his father die because leftist politicians yanked funding from the police or fired police for refusing to get a shot that does not prevent them from catching or giving a disease, and presided over a bureaucracy that only checks notices about dangerous residents every 2 years. This, in and of itself, was the perfect storm of leftism and bureaucratic failure. Now, I would hope I'm the father of two sons, two great sons, and they're grown now. If they ever have to watch me die, they will do it as men, and it will probably be my time, and I won't have to worry about them being raised because they are raised, and I will be able to go with comfort knowing that part of it. And, you know, at this particular moment, I'm going to try to find this out, but at this particular moment, we don't know anything about this kid, this boy. Does he have loving relatives? Is his mother still around somewhere? Can somebody take him in? Looking at his two 911 calls, he handled this with exceptional grace. He's probably a pretty level-headed young man, and he deserves a stable, safe place to live until he's ready to venture forth and face the world on his own terms. And I hope he gets it. I do. But then, when you look at something like this, you have to realize what caused it. The root cause of it is all based on policy. Bad policy. And for the politicians and the activists who caused this, They deserve to be arrested or sued out of existence. Every stone should be turned over to figure out which is the applicable criminal and or civil wrongdoing that can be raised against them, and it should be pursued to the furthest extent possible. Will it? Probably not. This child becomes a statistic. He will be lost in a sea of information. His story will be one that falls into the archives. People will look at it from time to time when they see it, and if they take the time to read it, everybody will click their tongue and go, how horrible, and they will move on and look to the next thing, whatever that might be. And that is the biggest part of the tragedy. Is he alone? Is somebody going to take him in? What will his fate be? Will we ever know? What might he have been? Those are the questions that won't get asked, and those are the questions that won't get answered. And me and you, well, I'll be back here in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.